CBSI in the world, I'm John Batchelor. To India. Narendra Modi is extremely powerful, very, very popular, and running for election again. He's been in authority since 2014. There is a visual I recommend to everyone on the internet of Narendra Modi at a new temple, a new Hindu temple to the god Ram, and he's walking by himself across an entryway carrying what I presume are flowers, but in any event, it's very solemn and festive at the same time. I learned from Sadanand Dume that this event, I just saw it quickly and I didn't attach it to all of these predicates. This event is the culmination of at least decades of a contest between Hindus and Muslims, and probably centuries. Sadanand, a very good evening to you. There is now a Hindu temple to the god Ram, where there was once a mosque, and therein lies a tragedy. When the mosque was destroyed at first was 1992. That's all the history we can handle at the open. What happened since 92 that Narendra Modi is now dedicating the new temple? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. So yes, so the dispute goes back before 1992. But if we just sort of, you know, for our purposes, start at 1992. In 1992, a large mob of Hindu activists gathered at the site and essentially destroyed they destroyed the mosque using crowbars, pickaxes, their bare hands, and they brought it down. And that was a kind of, you know, pivotal moment in independent Indian history. After the demolition, what had been a legal dispute between Hindus and Muslims continued to work its way through the courts. And to cut a long story short, in 2019, the Indian Supreme Court finally gave the piece of land on which that mosque had stood to the Hindu side, based on the idea that the Hindus believed that had been the site of, that had been where the god Ram had been born. And they also believed that there had been a temple there that preceded the mosque that was built in 1528. So in 2019, the Supreme Court gives the land to the Hindus and they immediately construction begins. And what we saw in the last few days was on January 22nd was Modi inaugurating the new temple at the site of what had been a mosque. And you have to sort of understand this in political terms. This is a massive, massive victory for the BJP and for the Hindu nationalist movement, because the movement to restore, as they see it, this temple on the site of what had been a mosque was really central to the Hindu nationalist project. This is what drove their electoral success starting in the late 1980s. So it's a moment of fruition or completion for them, and a moment of historic defeat for the other side, who are the, you know, traditional Indian left of center secularists.
I want to look just at the politics, as you just reminded me. The BJP was a minor party. I think you said it started with two seats in parliament. Congress was all powerful. Now the BJP has been in power all these years and Narendra Modi is its hero. So this temple, is it the driver for the transformation of the BJP? How does the former mosque, now temple, connect to the BJP's success?
So yeah, so in 1984, just to put this in perspective, the Congress had more than 400 seats in the lower house of parliament. The BJP had only two. By 1996, the BJP was up to 161, and Congress was, you know, down to below that, somewhere around the 115 mark. So the BJP went from being much, much smaller, a marginal force in Indian politics compared to the Congress. And by 1996, it had eclipsed the Congress. The Congress did subsequently come back to power for 10 years. But since 2014, with Modi at the helm, the BJP has been by far the dominant party in Indian politics. And it wasn't only the temple. You know, they made the argument that they would be less corrupt. They made the argument that they would run the economy better. They made the argument that they would do a better job of standing up to terrorism coming in from Pakistan and standing up to the Chinese on the India-China border. So all these factors played a part in their rise. But the temple movement is really their, you know, it's their signature issue. Because if you go back to the 1980s, you basically had almost every other Indian political party on the other side saying, we're not sure we need this temple. Let bygones be bygones. What happened in the 1600s or the 1500s in this case, what happened in the 1500s is really should not be something that is central to the politics of modern India. We should be trying to build this modern republic where people are, you know, less consumed by questions of religious passion, more focused on things like science and development. And the BJP was this one party that said, well, no, this really matters. We really want to build a temple, and we want to build a temple not just anywhere in Ayodhya, which is where Hindus believe that Ram was born, but in that particular spot where the mosque had stood since 1528. And so they made this their signature issue. And they ended up triumphing in electoral and in political terms.
I think I just heard you identify, as you say in your column, the misperception by the rulers of India after independence, Nehru and the people who were familiar with Nehru. They believed that secularism was modern. They believed that secularism needed socialism to share and share alike. And they did not take as soberly as necessary the traditions in India. They did not honor the traditions. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, John, this is quite common, though. You know, if you look around the developing world, right? I mean, there was a general notion in the 40s, 50s, and 60s that these newly independent nations would, over time, come to look more like Europe. In the sense that religion would kind of fade from the public square. And in many of these countries, including in India, but not only in India, the ruling elite that took power after the colonialists left, in this case after the British left, they tended to be much more westernized than the people who they helped lead to independence. So take Nehru himself, he's an emblematic figure. He studied at Harrow, which is a very, you know, elite boarding school in England. And then he went and he studied after that at Cambridge. If you listen to his old interviews, you know, he sounds like an Englishman. And, you know, this was a person who had a very sort of, you know, westernized or European idea of the, a leftist European idea of the place of faith in public life. He just didn't think it was, it should be that central. And he once famously said, for example, that hydroelectric dams would be the temples of modern India. And now, you know, fast forward more than 75 years later, and you have Narendra Modi, a very religious, very devout, very publicly devout Hindu who's in charge. And Modi says, well, guess what? Temples are going to be the temples of modern India. And so that's kind of been the through line running through Indian politics, you know, all the way for more than seven decades. And it's been a battle and it's been a contest of ideas. And I think what's happened is that one side has clearly prevailed in that contest of ideas, and it's the Modi side and not the Nehru side.
Does the Congress Party understand this? Do they talk about it, that we've got to get in touch with the Indian people and not just think that it's all economics?
They don't seem to fully understand this. So, for example, they were invited to the ceremony, and some of their top leaders were invited to the ceremony on the 22nd, and they rejected it. And you could see the logic of that because, you know, Modi was obviously going to be the star of the show, and so they didn't want to be basically extras in Modi's movie. But, you know, they did not even, I mean, they could have responded in some other way. They could have put out a video congratulating, you know, devotees of Ram. They could have said that they would go visit the temple on another day when Modi wasn't there. But they seem a little bit confused because they have, you know, taken a position internally. They seem to have decided that the only way they can win Muslim votes in India is by being seen as aloof from the temple. But the problem for the Congress is that 80% of Indians are Hindu, and the vast majority of them seem to be really elated about this temple. So the Congress has really put itself in a bind, and it's partly because they haven't been able to rethink their politics.
Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing for the Wall Street Journal editorial page on, I urge everybody to look at the video. That simple walk by Narendra Modi is the culmination of dozens of years, perhaps hundreds of years, of contest for the civilization of India. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.